future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Monday, the 12th of February, 2018. So to kick things off, Bitcoin's currently trading at $8,637. That's up 3% in the last 24 hours. We saw a low of $8,129, a high of $8,850, and then regaining back to the current level of $8,637. Ethereum's currently trading at $852. That's up 1% today. We saw a low of Ethereum at 815, a high at 874, going back down to the current level of $852. Bitcoin Cash is currently trading at $1,262. We saw a low at $1,217, a high at $1,300, going back to the current level of $1,262. Cardano is currently trading at 37 cents. That's down 2% in the last 24 hours. We saw a low at 36, going to a high at 39, going back to the current level of 37 cents. NEO is currently trading at $111. That's up 2% in the last 24 hours. We saw a low for NEO at $103. We saw a high at 115, and then going back down to the current level of $111. Quantstamp is currently trading at 29 cents. That's up 2% today. We saw a low in Quantstamp of 27 cents the last 24 hours, a high of 31, going back to the current level of 29 cents. I also want to speak a little bit about the biggest gainers and losers in the crypto market in the last 24 hours, which is something quite interesting. So the biggest gainer was U.Cash, and the symbol for this, the trading symbol, the ticker, is Ucash, one word. That is up 260% in the last 24 hours. That has a volume in the last 24 hours of $4.3 million. The second is Ecoin. The symbol for this is ECN. Volume in the last 24 hours is 140,000. That's up 230%. So that's pretty interesting. We're seeing like a few pumps coming along for some of these smaller type coins that no one's really ever heard of. The biggest loser in regards to kind of percentage gain in the last 24 hours was Speed Mining Service, which was down 41%, and that had a volume of 400,000. The token symbol for that is SMS. The second one is TriStar Coin. The symbol for that is TSTR, and that's down 35% with a volume in the last 24 hours of $50,000, so fairly illiquid coins. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash. Find crypto news stories from around the world.
IMF Christine Lagarde says international crypto regulation is inevitable and necessary. So let's jump into the story and hear what she has to say. International Monetary Fund IMF chief Christine Lagarde told CNN Money yesterday that regulation of cryptocurrencies is inevitable and necessary on an international level. When asked during an interview with CNN Money emerging markets editor John DeFitos about the increasing popularity of crypto markets possibly being caused by a starvation for high returns in the global markets, Lagarde replied that the trend showed a herd mentality of those looking for high yield products as well as an element of speculation. Lagarde added that the trend was also fueled by dark activity, a reference to the potential for cryptocurrencies to be used for money laundering and other illegal online activities due to the anonymous nature. It's interesting because Lagarde herself was convicted of criminal charges in December 2016 for facilitating an illicit transfer of $400 million between Nicolas Sarkozy and Bernard Tapie, although she had denied any wrongdoing. As regards to regulation of crypto, Lagarde spoke of its inevitability and the need to focus on regulating activities over entities. It's clearly a domain where we need international regulation and proper supervision. As early as October 2016, Lagarde told the Wall Street Journal that she sees banks adopting digital currencies in the next 5 years, while adding that regulation will be needed to prevent money laundering and fraudulent activities. And in October of last year, Lagarde had expressed interest in the IMF possibly releasing its own cryptocurrency after her previous comments about the potential benefits for countries with weak national currencies to launch their own digital currencies. As the crypto markets have been relatively volatile to the new year, banks and financial institutions have become more serious about regulating cryptocurrencies. Several large banks worldwide banned credit card purchases on crypto. On the other hand, the Joint Commodities and Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, and the US Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC, hearing on February 6th, gave the impression that the future regulation must nurture the crypto sector instead of smothering it. Great story. Let me know your thoughts. Let's jump on to the next one. Singapore's central banks, speculators pose risks to fabulous 2020 blockchain goals. Great story. Let's jump in. Speaking to CNBC on Monday, February 12th, Chief FinTech Officer of the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, Sorpendo Mohanty, said it will be 2 years before the central bank's blockchain project sees real impact. Discussing the state of its project Ubin, the cryptocurrency in general, Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, Chief FinTech Officer Sorpendo Mohanty described the concept of blockchain technology as fabulous. Mohanty told CNBC, "I think it has another 2 year run before we get to the transportation layer done. The transmission of data, storage of data. The whole blockchain has to be across multiple sector common infrastructure. Then the real impact comes. Singapore has remained bullish on the potential of both cryptocurrency and blockchain hold despite varying opinions given by governments throughout the world along with continued periods of volatility." Cointelegraph reported on February 6th that MAS had confirmed it was closely studying crypto and potential risks, but it saw no systematic risks concerns and there was no strong case to ban them on the other hand as well. On the topic of volatility and profiteering, Mohanty nonetheless warns that the excessive speculatory activity was perhaps negatively impacting the whole experimentation of cryptocurrency. "We're going to continue to experiment on the fabulous blockchain technology and find a use case, hopefully in the long run," he explained. In January, MAS Managing Director Ravi Menon additionally pledged support to the whole more meaningful technology associated with digital currencies and blockchain, saying he hoped any volatile periods of or even a crash would not erase it all together. Great story. Let me know your thoughts. Let's get on to the next one. Mining malware tsunami continues. 5,000 high-profile UK websites hit by tainted plugin. Controversial story, so let's get into it. New cryptocurrency mining malware exploiting software for blind and partially sighted people has infected thousands of websites, including the UK government, The Guardian reports on Sunday. As various media outlets report Monday, malicious script was infected into Browse Aloud, a plugin which assists those with reduced sight in accessing online content. Visitors to sites involved see their processing power used for mining, known colloquially as cryptojacking. Over 5,000 websites are now infected, including the UK's National Health Service, NHS, student loans company and local authority sites. Commenting on the events, UK watchdog and National Cyber Security Centre, the NCSC, said there was nothing to suggest consumers were at risk after damaging control measures were implemented. NCSC technical experts are examining data involving incidents of malware being used to illegally mine cryptocurrencies, a statement reads February 11th. The affected service has been taken offline, largely mitigated the issue. Government websites continue to operate securely. At this stage, there is nothing to suggest that members of the public are at risk. The news comes amid multiple warnings of similar malware propagation throughout the world, including Monero mining malware infected Android devices this month. In January, meanwhile, Cointelegraph reported on how third-party sites had managed to use YouTube to mine cryptocurrency by hijacking Google's DoubleClick advertising platform. The NHS was one of the first and hardest hit victims of 2017's infamous WannaCry, malware attack, which saw hackers demand $300 in Bitcoin to unlock computers. Let me know your thoughts. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Max Kaiser, and you can go follow him at Max Kaiser. And here's the tweet: Bitcoin correction near complete. $28,000 in play. We love that. The second tweet goes to Andreas Antonopoulos, and you can go follow him at AANTONOP. And here's the tweet: while the banks are busy building their permission private bubble boy blockchains, Bitcoin has survived more than 9 years of attacks and continues to build immunity in the wild, open internet. Great tweets. We salute you both. Go follow them both if you want to stay updated with the top crypto news. And also remember to stay tuned to the SVK Crypto 15 Minutes of Crypto Fame daily podcast. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
On this part of the show, we're going to be going over a few different topics. So to kick things off, I'm looking at the global charts of the token market capitalization. And I'm going to be going over a 3-month period, and I'm going to be narrating kind of what's been happening and kind of give you guys a little bit of insight there. So on the 12th of November last year, 2017, the market cap for cryptos was $203 billion. We saw a volume around then of $15.6 billion. So kind of kicking off, we saw a high on November 29th of $332 billion in market cap, going all the way up to on kind of around December the 21st, we saw $643 billion. Dropping just before Christmas to $491 billion, then rallying back up to all-time highs, which was on January 7th of $819 billion. Now, after that's quite interesting because we go down on January the 11th for $656 billion, and then we really go down. We go to $460 billion, and that was on January 17th, regaining to a high of $630 billion, and then going down to the all-time lows of $300 billion. And then we started regaining slowly in the last couple of weeks. From February kind of 7th onwards, we've been regaining momentum to a high point of 458, going back down to the current level, which is $423 billion. So we're building back, we're building the momentum back up. Now it's interesting because when you look at this chart, it's just not correlated with anything. So what you see is when the market drops off, it drops off fast. Now the momentum to picking up is pretty quick, but it's not as fast as it drops off. Now a lot of people say this is due to the whales out there, but that's incorrect. This is due to a lot of scared buying in a very short amount of time. New money coming into the space, getting out very quickly because they're very skeptical about the underlying technology, about the projects, and that's why you see a lot of sharp selling. The whales, quote unquote, out there. I mean, these are guys have been investing since the very early stages. They've built up massive positions and a lot of interesting, you know, game changing projects out there. And I've met a few of these quote unquote whales, and these guys aren't quick to pull out of the crypto market. You know, they move their money around. They look to build positions. They look to take some profits off the table, but they're looking for the long term, the longevity in the crypto space. And I just wanted to quickly go through that. Now, the second thing we're going to be doing is going through the Telegram stats. And by the way, this is a key tool to realizing, you know, what's quote unquote hot in the space. So there's a really good chart out there. I'll put a link in the description. And this chart basically goes through the 24-hour people change chart in the Telegram groups. So in the last 24 hours, we had the hottest ICO out there. So the first group was Jet8. Now, this ICO group, or this Telegram group, in the last 24 hours had 19,014 people join. And that's in the last 24 hours. The second is Haven. That had 4,140. The third is TE-Food. That had 1,536. And the fourth is Credits, which had 1,028 members. The fifth is EB Coin with 961, and it kind of breaks down slowly from there. The biggest ICO groups of all time, to kick things off, is Haven. That has 95,832 members. The second is Go Network with 69,553 members. The third is Doc.io with 60,168 members. And the fourth is Gems with 45,586 members. So why is this important? Why is this key? Well, this gives you a really good idea of where the attention is. And attention equates to money and equates to successful ICOs and non-successful ICOs. For example, if you have an ICO and no one knows about it, how can it work? How can it be successful? How can it be adopted into the space? People need to know. And the way people find out is from doing lots of research, from following the crowd or the herd, so to speak. But this is a really good way to see where the attention is and why it's there. And if you're someone who plays a lot of ICOs, like the SVK crypto crowd, and by the way, you should all join up. The Telegram for that is SVK crowd, one word, where we kind of have a group discussion about lots of different deals that we see. It's definitely worth joining. We go in at very early stages as well. But this is a good indicator to see where the attention is on the ICO space and to see what sectors have a lot of attention at the minute, what is worth looking into, what is worth, you know, understanding, you know, why it's doing so well, so on and so forth. So it's definitely worth checking that out. So I want to go through some of the whitelists that are currently open as well. Go Network is a whitelist that's open. That's something, that's a project that has a few question marks, you know, around it at the minute due to the fact that they haven't come out of their updated white paper. It's not very clear when they're going to have their ICO, so on and so forth. But definitely check it out if you guys haven't heard about it already. Lendroid, that's a trading proposition. The whitelist is open for that. The second one is Haven, which the whitelist hasn't opened yet, but it's be opening soon. Now, Haven has the largest Telegram out there, so it's definitely worth checking them out because there's obviously a lot of attention, a lot of hype behind the project. Definitely worth having a look and seeing what's going on if you haven't heard them about them already. Credits is another one that's in they're creating their own blockchain. The whitelist is open for that, so definitely check them out. Sapien Network, it's a social network. The whitelist is open for that one as well. Keep Network, whitelist is also open for that. And also Open Platform, the whitelist is open for that. So what I'm going to be doing now is going through some active ICOs and just kind of bring them to your attention. So we've got EB Coin. That has a $25.9 million hard cap. We have 12 hours left till that finishes. They've raised $8.3 million, which means they've only raised 32% of what they're looking for. So that's kind of a few questions around there if you're looking to get at the later stage. Another one is Debitum Network. We still have 13 days left. They're looking to raise $20 million. They've only raised $7.5 million, so that's 38% of the project. They're a financing proposition, borderless small business to business type business. The next one is Gimmer. Gimmer has is an automated signals proposition. They have 15 days left of the ICO. They're looking to raise $30.2 million. They've only raised 1.6 thus far, so that's 5% of kind of what they're looking for. The next is Kodak One, from obviously the famous camera company. The hard cap is actually not set on this project as of yet, but they've raised $2 million thus far. It's a bit up in the air at the minute. I think they're looking to kind of restructure the deal, so from what I hear. Zero Chain, $39 million hard cap, something that we had the ability to go in at a very early stage, but we chose not to due to a few different factors that were out there at the time, but that'll be released soon for whitelisting and the open crowd sale. A larger one that I've come across is Huboy Token, or Huboy is a large exchange. They're looking to have an ICO. They're looking to raise $300 million. There hasn't been any clarity of how much they've raised yet, but they have 15 days left on their ICO. So if you trade with them, it might be worth taking a look at the ICO. Next, we've got Bankera. Bankera is a digital banking proposition. They are looking to raise $221 million. They've got 16 days left, and they've raised $127 million, so 58% thus far. Interesting. Definitely check them out if you're interested in that sector, so to speak. Upcoming ICOs that are definitely worth taking a look at. Limpo, that's a healthcare proposition, $12.5 million goal. I don't have any clarity on what they've raised thus far, but I know that they're going to be upcoming, and they had a very successful private pre-sale. Doctor.io, extremely interesting proposition. I know it's got a lot of attention, a lot of hype in the space at the minute. A $20 million hard cap. I believe they've raised a lot of it thus far in private pre-sales, and I think that's going to be open to a crowd sale quite soon. The next one let's have a look at is Jet 8, $36 million hard cap. As I said before, extreme amounts of attention via Telegram. Blockchain service, a decentralized mobile engagement proposition. Definitely check them out, see what's going on there. And also Effect.ai, looking to raise $18.1 million. Artificial intelligence proposition, a decentralized exchange, a lot of interest there. And that's what they're looking to raise. And I know they've had a very successful private pre-sale stage as well. And I cannot forget the Neon Exchange, which is by far the most attractive proposition out there with the least amount of information. So they're looking to raise $25 million. I know a few people that have allocations in the very private pre-sale due to their connections with the Neo team. Interesting proposition. I'm looking forward to find out more details about this, and it's something we're definitely looking at for the crowd's purpose. All right, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a fantastic day, and we'll be back tomorrow with more great news. Have a great one.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.